sir.
Good morning, KHPW.
We wait our hand.
KD3AOL, Erie, Pennsylvania, listening. N9KOP, N9KOP. This is KB3AOL calling. This is KB3AOL, Erie, Pennsylvania, listening. KB3AOL, Erie, Pennsylvania, listening.
KE8YTT monitoring.
KE8YTT, WAVET 700.
WAVET, KE8YTT, how's it going tonight?
Good. Where's your first transmission land?
Oh, over on Mount Tom. I didn't take a scan off.
Oh, okay, copy. I heard you play today the first time. First time you teed up, I didn't hear the courtesy tone, but I wonder where that was.
Yeah, Cameron told me that it was back up, so got my dusting my old truck off a little bit and doing some stuff around the house, trying to prep for winter.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it's he's got it back up and running. Sounds better than ever. It's getting out really good, especially where I'm at, getting out even stronger.
Yeah, I was noticing it was sounding better.
Yeah, it's definitely got some pretty good improvements, especially down, like even in West French areas that were like kind of straight south, but were kind of patchy here and there. It's improved pretty good. So, yep, not bad at all.
Yeah, good deal. So I hear there's supposed to be some big storm, maybe not big here, but some storm rolling through Wednesday, Thursday, 20 mile an hour winds, peak.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on that. They keep moving back and forth with kind of that preliminary snow total estimation. I feel like it's kind of far out for them to get real good numbers. They've had high numbers, they've had low numbers. It's going to be one of those we got to get closer to see. You know, better predictions, but yeah, something's blowing in, that's for sure, WAVET.
Yeah, Kim was telling me that their work sent out things saying that there could be upwards of 10 inches over in Grayling, but my weather app I use on my phone's only showing rain in the morning, transitioning to snow, maximum 3 inches for Wednesday night.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah, that's fairly official for them to, that probably came from the Gaylord Weather Service for her then, I'm assuming, is that where that came from?
Not sure offhand, they get emails through Mutson where she works over there at the hospital.
Yeah, are you talking this week or next week? Because it looks like both Thursdays may have accumulation. Are you talking this week?
Yeah, just for this week so far.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I've been eyeing that. I've been eyeing kind of the same timing next week too. Good potential for some accumulation in there too. So yeah, we'll see. Definitely coming our way.
Yep, I'm certainly not ready for it. I didn't get near enough done that I thought I was going to this summer, but. Well, alrighty, I'm going to try and finish up a few more things here outside and call it a day. So I'll catch you around. K8YTT, or I'm sorry, K8YTT, W8DET, Mile 7. 700.
Yeah, good deal, Christian. Good talking to you. We'll catch you at the next one. WHVP, I'll be monitoring.
Not much else to add here, so we will catch in with everyone later, N80X.
Okay, Jeff, it's always very good to hear from you. You got 22 degrees or in the 20s there, so it gets pretty cold here at night, but we're not quite there yet. Actually, tonight I think it's a little bit warmer because we had some southern weather come in, and we're going to have some surprises come Wednesday. So that's all I have for you, Jeff. Whatever you're doing on Thanksgiving, I hope you have safe travels and enjoy the time with family. Kevin, KD9WWU. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, and Glenn, stand by.
This is Kevin, KO9WWU. We are in Bel Air, Michigan, on Echo Link. We couldn't quite raise the repeater offhand, just because we're inside using the walkie-talkie antenna. But we are soon to be Michianers. We just closed down a house here. So we will see everybody tomorrow morning at breakfast, and then we're leaving back home to the Southern QTH in Northwest Indiana. So it's good. Hopefully we'll see everybody tomorrow morning. This is Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, and everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, Kevin, very good. Sounds like you're going to be one of us soon, and hopefully at some point you won't have to make that long drive. I know last weekend I had to go down to Ohio for our early Thanksgiving, my brother's place, and so all in the same day we logged 600 miles between Traverse City down to Elmore and back, and I was glad to be home. So I hope the best for you, and stay safe out there, and happy Thanksgiving. Glenn, WB4KTF. Glenn, go ahead with your transmission, and John, VNA, stand by.
WATCM, WB4KTF, Austin, Texas. And I am on coming in through All-Star, I think, versus the Echo Link. Doing okay here. Temperature is way warmer than it's supposed to be. We should be in the 50s, and we've been in the 70s and 80s in the last week and a half, so hopefully we'll cool down. And what we're doing, mostly antenna work, reworking my tower, putting up my replacement hex beam for the one that was destroyed by a freak 80-mile-an-hour, 3-minute wind in May before we went up to Michigan this summer. Redoing all that now, and replacing the bent mast that I've showed some of you at the breakfast. So that's the antenna stuff that we're going to be doing over the next 2 weeks. And I'm glad you're all okay. Nice to hear Dave. I still enjoy Dave's group's IO chats about the magic fairy dust he's looking for. So let's see what he has to say about that. Back to Matt, WATCM, WB4KTF in Austin, Texas.
Well, Glenn, that's very good to hear from you down there. Your warmer weather, we could probably take some of that up here, but I know we'll pay the price for it in the spring. So I hope you get your antenna back up and get things back on the air again, and hopefully avoid those horizontal wind shears. Okay, John, KVNA, go ahead with your transmission, and Christopher, KF8DMK, stand by.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. And hello, everybody. Just checking in, as I do on Mondays. I want to say I want to go to breakfast tomorrow, but I got to go to work, so that's not going to happen. But private night, I might get a hold of that. We'll see. I always say that, but never go, but that's because I'm tired and always working. But I got to stop making excuses, according to a couple of my ham buddies there. Not naming any names there, but I'm sure you will. Anyways, you guys have a good night. Thanks for the contact real quick. And Thanksgiving, yeah, so we're planning on going to my brother's, and my mom will be there. My other brother will be there. And anyways, they invited a straggler family from somewhere. I'm not sure. I think from Florida or something. So I'm looking forward to, we are looking forward to meeting some new friends. So it'll be a good time. KAVNA, back to net control, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, John, very good. Hope you have safe travels on Thanksgiving. I don't know if you're going far or near, but have safe travels. Enjoy the time with your family and your extended visitors. Christopher, KF8DMK, go ahead with your transmission. And Mark, stand by.
Hey, Kevin, it's Christopher. I'm going to have to recheck at the end. Back to you.
Roger that, Christopher. Mark, KCHGAP, go ahead with your transmission, and Tony, stand by.
Well, this is Mark, KCHGAP, and hello, everyone. I want to say, Kevin, thanks for taking the net. Really appreciate it. And you do a pretty good job at this, so I don't know. I like it. But anyway, just to keep things brief, my excitement for the week was one of the things. I have lights up on the house and around the yard and that sort of thing. And so a little bit early for me on this kind of a thing, but I took advantage of the weather. And then travel, taking a break, and just cooling it. So makes it an easy Thanksgiving. So back to the net.
Very good. Very good, Mark. It's always good to stay home on Thanksgiving, especially with the weather that we're expecting. Hey, Mark, I've got a question for you. Are you going to be at Project Night tomorrow? I've got something to hand off to you if you're going to be there.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, and yeah, I'll be there.
All right, roger that. I will see you there. Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, go ahead with your transmission, and then I'll go back for a recheck.
Thanks, Kevin. Sounding good tonight. Hello to everybody around the nation there. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Just thinking about Kevin's, John's comment about going over to his brother's, and they got some, what he calls, stragglers joining them. I can remember many years ago, I'm dating myself now, when my sister-in-law always used to bring somebody to holiday meals, and on one Thanksgiving, she brought this old guy that was in his 90s, and the interesting story was, while he was alone for Thanksgiving, he used to be in vaudeville, and his act in vaudeville was playing two trumpets at the same time. Anyway, that's as interesting as a story I can get tonight. So hopefully a couple of turkeys out there that haven't checked in will do so. And y'all have a good one. Back to net control. This is KE8SBZ.
Well, that sounds very interesting, Tony. I used to play trumpet for a lot of years, from about the 4th to the 12th grade. And it was hard enough playing one of those things well. I cannot imagine somebody playing two of them at once. And the guy was probably doing a duet with himself at the same time. So who knows? That's a very interesting story. At this time, I have reached the bottom of the list. I know Christopher, KF8DMK, wanted to recheck. Christopher, are you still out there? Do you copy?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo, doing a recheck.
Yeah, Christopher, go ahead.
So, I don't know if you guys ever done the cool, like, chili putty that you make with Elmer's glue and borax. But anyhow, my kids are a big fan of it, and we were in the midst of making a batch for the kids to play with, and my youngest did not realize that the chemical reaction takes a few minutes before the mixture turns to his gooey putty instead of being a gooey mess, and he turned the bowl upside down, and we had flying absolutely everywhere. Anyhow, that's what we have going on this evening. Back to you, Kevin.
Christopher, I am trying to get my composure back here. I didn't know you could make silly putty out of that, but when you said that your son didn't realize the reaction took some time and turned the bowl over, I can only imagine what that looks like. Boy, oh boy. Well, Christopher, sounds like you're having some fun with your kids. Sounds like the kids are having fun, too. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, I wish everybody on the net a happy Thanksgiving. And at this point, I don't think we have any further check-ins, but I will check one more time. At this point, we are about to conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net. Do we have any late check-ins that have not checked in already? Okay, there being no further check-ins, before we close the mesh net, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Go ahead. Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 o'clock p.m. T-Barge net. This is Kevin, KF8ATY, operating this evening as net control under the club call, WATCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Happy Thanksgiving and good evening to all. This is WATCM, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, this is John, K8VNA, to Christopher there. I didn't recheck, but I should have maybe. You made me laugh. That flying turns into a silly putty eventually. You probably figured that out already, but even if it's on a floor or in the bowl, it still turns into silly putty. But, yep. I'm still making that with my daughter. Actually, she does it now by herself, but you made me laugh. King is being eight. I'm out.
Well, I'm glad that people got a laugh out of it. It was a little bit tense here at the moment as we were trying to contain everything from getting gooey. But anyhow, you all have a good night. This is Chris for Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Yeah, you too, Chris. Thanks a lot for the laugh. See you later.